This is the Home Base Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host. This is show number 266 for September 19th, 2010. She's a little girl just longing for a little love. Hey, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you on board and glad to have you around here to learn about the travel industry. And that's what we're all about here, is to talk about the travel industry and help home-based travel agents out in whatever way we can. And we're happy to do it. And Lauren and I and Gary Ebels at times are here to provide you with information. So in that respect, hopefully at times you will comment to us, and you can do that. You can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. From a home she has known so long, I knew, wish that she could stay. All right, if you're tuning in for the first time, you may be wondering, why do you have music on the show? Well, I like to expose artists to this audience. And it keeps the show, it keeps a little bit of variety in the show. And you know what? You listen to the terrestrial radio stations, and they're basically owned by a couple of companies out there, and they have the same playlist. So you know what? You never get to hear some of this great variety of music that's out there, especially by these artists that are trying to break their way up to the top, which is very difficult to do. So I'm happy to present to you Lisa Hugo, who is the artist for the song you're listening to. She's learning to do new things every day. And you think to yourself. And the song title is Butterfly. Goes away. And you can visit Lisa Hugo's website at http://www.lisahugo.net. That's www.lisahugo.net. And Lisa's music is available on iTunes. Just go over to iTunes and search for Lisa Hugo, and you'll find her music there. So support these independent artists. Go over and pick up a song from Lisa, and I hope you enjoy it. I hope you enjoy the song here today. Okay, you can learn more about the show over at the website at hometravelagent.net. That's www.hometravelagent.net. And go over there and you can find the archives for all the past shows, at least most of them, up to a couple years ago. We've been doing this for 5 years, and this show is number 266. And we began the show in February 26th, I believe it was, of 2005. So we've been around a long time. We've been talking about the travel industry for quite some time. And if you go back and look at the archives, I'm sure you're going to find all kinds of information that's going to help you out in your business. Or if you're thinking about creating a travel business, you know, this is the place to be. And I always like to say, you know, we don't have anything to sell here other than one sponsor. You know, we're not here as an infomercial for anybody or for us, for that matter. We're here for you. So take advantage of the show. You know, there's no platinum or gold listeners here. There's no membership required. All that you have to do is have an interest, and everything else is free. Now, I was talking about the one advertiser that we do have, and that advertiser is GoToMeeting. Now, you know, any time that I can avoid getting into my car and driving to a meeting, I do. And I do use GoToMeeting in my business, daytime job. I have three different locations that I travel to. Actually, it's four. Four different locations I travel to. And whenever I can avoid traveling to those locations, I use GoToMeeting. Now, GoToMeeting is easy and affordable. And you can hold meetings online instead of wasting time and money sitting in your car or sitting in traffic. Now, GoToMeeting has become absolutely indispensable for me. As I mentioned, it does save me time. And you can try GoToMeeting for $49 a month, and you can hold as many meetings as you want. Now, GoToMeeting is brought to you by Citrix, and it's the easiest, most secure way to hold an online meeting. You know, back when I first started using GoToMeeting, I had my first meeting up and running in seconds, and quite often I'll do impromptu meetings. I'll just call somebody up and say, hey, I have some stuff on my computer screen. Can I just call you? And we'll set up a GoToMeeting, and you know, within a couple minutes, we're all set, and we're having a meeting. Now, again, it's just $49 a month, and you can hold as many meetings as you want. And that $49 a month even includes phone and voice over IP conferencing, all included, and that's included for free. So my listeners can try GoToMeeting for 45 days, and for this special offer, you have to go to gotomeeting.com/podcast. That's gotomeeting.com/podcast. Okay, with that, I'd like to get right into the co-hosted segment of the show. We're going to be talking about the northernmost city of the United States, and sometimes, sitting here in West Central Michigan, I feel like I'm in the northernmost city of the United States, but no, I don't think we come close to Barrow, Alaska, and that's what we're going to be talking about, so here we go. Well, welcome everybody to the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. We have the co-hosted segment coming right up here with Laureen Romero, and we're bringing back a guest today that I'll have Laureen introduce for everybody. But it's great to be back. Great to have Laureen back on board. And welcome back, Laureen.
Thank you. Yes, it's been an interesting couple weeks. It's good to be back. I can't say I was really traveling too far. Just Barry and I have both had very, very busy schedules. And Barry, I believe that the month of October is going to be a pretty heavy travel schedule for you. Can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, on October 1st, I guess it is, I'll be flying out to your area and meeting up with you and attending the North Coast Mac Computer Expo, which is kind of exciting. And I can't wait to get to see you again. It's been a long time, but it's only been one time. So, and then the middle of the month, I'll be attending the New Media Blog World Expo in Las Vegas, Nevada, as part of the Raw Voice team there. So, yep, doing a little bit of traveling this month.
Yeah, that's great. Well, good. And at least you're coming out on the West Coast both times, so your weather should be nice. We've been having a pretty mild summer. In fact, the leaves are starting to change here, so when you come out to California 2 weeks from now, all the leaves could be on the ground by then.
Oh, wow.
Well, wonderful. Looking forward to seeing you. As you'd mentioned, we've actually only met once, ironically, and it was out at a conference down in Fort Nexion years ago, and so it's going to be good to see you, and I know that we're going to be spending a couple of days together, so we'll be able to catch up and be able to come up with some more creative stories for the podcast, and I look forward to it. On today's show, we have a guest who has been on here a couple times. It's been great. This nice man is a great resource. He is up in Alaska and actually in the Anchorage area today. His name is Ethan Tyler, and today he is with Alaska Air. And Taylor, why don't you tell us a little bit about the project you're working on? Because it sounds very exciting, and it's something that I definitely want to be able to tell our listeners about, and so that they can get their clients involved.
Yeah, definitely. Well, thanks, Laureen. Thanks, Barry. It's good to chat with you guys again. I've been, as you know, I represent several different products throughout the state of Alaska, and do so as an independent contractor. And I find that I feel very lucky and fortunate to be able to represent some of these products. But you know, what we were going to talk about a little bit today was a project that I've been working on in conjunction with Alaska Airlines. And, you know, as most airlines, Alaska Airlines has a vacation package company that, it's a one-stop shop and you can buy a vacation through the airline itself. And they find your hotels and whatnot. And it's a great resource for travel agencies as well. And so Alaska is pretty unique as far as some of the areas that we have to explore. And that's one of the things that the Alaska Airlines vacation packages really strive to hit is, you know, anybody can put together a package throughout South Central Alaska or, a 7-day inside passage cruise. So the Alaska Airlines vacations team really wanted to put something together that was unique. And so what we've been working on is a product that brings people up to some of the areas in the state that you would otherwise not really be able to get to. Nome is one, Kotzebue is one that we've been working on, and the top of the world, Barrow. Barrow is actually the northernmost town in North America, or I'm sorry, not North America, in the United States.
That's wonderful. In fact, a little side story to tell our listeners is that Ethan was going to be on a show a couple weeks ago, and we tried to get him and tried to get him, couldn't get him, and he was in, was it Barrow is where you were when we were trying to do our Skype, and it just wasn't going to work.
Yeah, I was in Barrow, and, you know, they do have internet up in Barrow, and so I figured, well, I'll be in my hotel room, and I'll connect to the internet, and we'll do our show, and actually the internet went down in Barrow. The whole town of Barrow was without the internet, so actually it was kind of a nice reprieve to be up there and to not be getting any emails on my cell phone or my computer, and actually just focus on being up there and experiencing some of the things that they have to do up there.
And speaking of that, what are some of the things? It's interesting. I've had clients that go up there. I took a group up for a Holland America land and cruise tour, and two of the clients actually went up to Barrow, and they couldn't stop talking about it. Why don't you give our listeners a little bit of a description of what one of these trips might be and what the clients would expect to see?
Well, yeah, it's really interesting. You know, Barrow is a very unique town, and it is very remote. The only way you can get to Barrow is by plane. They do get some shipments of fuel and food and whatnot in by barge, but in order to do that, they have to take the whatever they're shipping up the Hall Road to Prudhoe Bay. Put whatever they're shipping on a barge and then bring it in to Barrow. So by boat or by plane, the only way you can get there. And it is incredibly flat. You know, Alaska has, you know, when you picture Alaska, you picture, you know, these majestic peaks and mountains. And this is very, it's very unique. It's tundra, actually, and it sits on top of the permafrost, and it is a native village. Actually, I think one of the most interesting things about this area is the Inupiat, which are native Alaskans, they still are involved in a subsistence way of life. And they actually still have whale hunts, and they go out on bowhead whale hunts in the spring and in the fall. And they haul these tremendously huge whale carcasses up onto the shore, and they harvest the whales, and they, you know, they distribute it through to the village. And but then when they're done with the harvest, they leave the remains out on the beach, and you can actually get out there and see some of these remains. And from time to time, you'll see polar bears up around some of these whale remains. But it's just a way of life that doesn't exist, really. It doesn't exist very accessibly. You know, these are some of the further reaches of the world that live on these subsistence lifestyles. And it was just, it's a pretty amazing experience to be up there.
Wow, that sounds exciting. They couldn't stop talking about it. It was so different. So what would the process be? Would the clients fly from Anchorage, from Fairbanks, spend the day up there? Is it an overnight excursion? Is it an up and back type of event? Tell us a little bit about them.
Well, the way that they work, it's either a 1 or a 2 day trip. And so if it's a 1 day trip, you go up on a 6 a.m. flight, and you spend the day up in Barrow touring around, and you can fly out of Anchorage. You can also fly out of Fairbanks. And so you go up here, and your tour guide actually meets you at the airport, and they drive you around kind of Barrow proper, if you will. Show you a few of the sites in town and some of the historical areas. One of the things that I didn't know before I went up there was some archaeologists found, I guess it wasn't archaeologists at the time, but some folks found an old settlement that was dug into the banks of the, right along the Arctic Ocean. And they found, they found remains in there of people from way, way back. I want to say it was 1500 AD. And so they brought some archaeologists up there and did some digs and found some pretty amazing historical artifacts. But actually showed that people lived much the way that that they did up until really recently. So anyway, they take you around town a little bit and they show you a few things like that and show you the town and the school and the hospital and just give you an idea of the way people live. And then you take a break for lunch and you can actually eat at the northernmost Mexican restaurant in the world, I believe. It's called Pepe's, and it's a little Mexican restaurant up there. And then you hop back out on the tour, and you can actually go out to Point Barrow, which is the northernmost point of land in the United States. Point Barrow is quite a ways out of town. So they take you, I think it's about 7 miles out to Point Barrow. There are no buildings out there, and this is where they do those whale harvests. And so there are some whale remains left out on the beach there, and it's just an incredible experience. And you stand out there on this point, and to the right of you is the Chukchi Sea, and to the left of you is the Beaufort Sea. And it's hard to put words to it. It's pretty incredible.
Oh, sounds pretty amazing. Barry, do you have a desire to go that far north?
Oh, it sounds fabulous to me. I would really enjoy that. I'm far north right now, at least in my book, but it would be just it'd be absolutely great to go up there and explore.
Wow, that's great. So, Ethan, you were also mentioning that Alaska Vacations and Travel, they're partnered with Alaska Air. Is that right? What are some of the other areas that they go into?
Well, right now they primarily do the Barrow day trips and the Barrow overnight trips. They also do trips out to Nome. Nome is actually most well recognized as the end point for the Iditarod. A long time ago, there was a diphtheria epidemic up in Nome, and the serum came into Seward, and the mushers brought it all the way up to Nome. And as you know, we run that race every year, and it's an exciting time around here. But Nome plays host to the finish of the Iditarod, and it's actually something about Nome. Again, I'm learning a lot about these places as I explore them myself. And something that I did not know is that Nome is actually a birder's paradise. So if people are out looking to fill their life lists or whatnot, Nome is a great place to go. There are some really rare species of birds out there that you can get a chance to view when you're up there.
That's really cool. I would not know that. It's, it's all these little amazing things that we discover. And thank you for sharing them, because I think these are so important for travel agents to hear about these and to be able to be a great resource for their clients, because that adds to the value of having a travel agent, is having them know about, oh, this is a great place for birding. Who would ever think to go all the way up there to go birding? I wouldn't. But now that I know that, I'm able to keep that in my little toolbox for clients who are interested in this, going, oh, have you ever done that? No, I haven't. It's just like there's golf up in Alaska. I would never have thought anybody up there golfed.
Well, and, I think when we talked before, we talked a little bit about how, sometimes you can get a golf tee time at 10 p.m. because of the long hours of daylight up here in the summertime. One of the things that really makes some of these packages popular is, especially the Barrow package, is that it gets you up above the Arctic Circle. And, you know, the Arctic Circle is that line of demarcation where, at the very minimum, one day a year, the sun never sets. And, you know, on the other end of that, of course, the yin and the yang is that one day a year in the wintertime, the sun never actually rises.
Right, right, right. And the misnomer about people wanting to be able to go on to a cruise in the middle of, August, that's pretty long, wanting to go up and see the Northern Lights. I was there. They try.
Yeah, and it is, you know, it's a little tough to see Northern Lights in August because they might be out, of course, but if it's 24 hours of daylight or close to that, it's pretty hard to catch them. Actually, when I first moved up here, my mom asked me, if I was going to the fireworks for the 4th of July. And I said, well, we don't do fireworks up here. And she just couldn't believe, you know, why would you not do fireworks on the 4th of July? Well, of course, it's because they're not so exciting in midday. And that's really when we have the most amount of sunlight is right around the 4th of July.
That's true. That's true. Good point. Barry, do you have any questions for Ethan? I think that this is very exciting and great opportunities for travel agents to be able to get more information. But do you have any questions before I have him provide that?
Yeah, I'm curious to know what kind of hotel accommodations that you can expect up in Barrow.
Ooh, that's a good question. And again, you know, Lorreen, this kind of speaks to your, keeping this in your toolbox. It's important to know what you're selling to people. And I can promise you that there is no Ritz-Carlton up in Barrow. What there is, however, is the Top of the World Hotel. It's actually owned by one of the Native corporations and managed by a Native corporation. And they're actually the same people that operate the tour. It's actually called the Top of the World Tour as well. And the accommodations are, they are suitable, they're clean, and they're comfortable, and they're not fancy. They're definitely utilitarian. But that is part of the trip, and it's part of the adventure. But at the same time, you know, it's important for people to know what they're selling and, you know, match what they're selling with the people that they're selling it to. It certainly wouldn't work for somebody who's used to the finest accommodations and food service to go up here and spend a night in Barrow, because that's not what they have to offer.
Right. One of the things that I always try to remind clients if they're doing a land tour, that it's Alaska. And it's rustic, and that's mm-hmm. why they're doing this, is because it is rustic. And so long as they have that idea and not a misunderstanding that they're going to find a Ritz-Carlton, accommodations are comfortable, and they're very clean, and it's nice, and you are in Alaska. So long as they know that, it should be good.
Yeah. And, you know, I can't remember if I've said this before on the show, but, you know, even if I've had, I'm sure I'll say it again. The Alaska Travel Industry Association does a survey of people coming in to the Anchorage International Airport and leaving the Anchorage International Airport. And they ask, you know, what are the top things that you have come here to see? And we have our big three: mountains, glaciers, and wildlife. And that's what everybody says when they're getting off the plane, arriving to Anchorage or anywhere in Alaska. I came to see mountains, glaciers, and wildlife. And this is one of my favorite facts about Alaska travel. The people who are leaving, they ask, you know, what do you remember the most? And do you guys know what the answer is to that?
No.
No.
The thing that the people who have visited Alaska remember the most, the number one thing, are the people.
Mm. Oh, cool.
And, you know, that it really exemplifies who we are up here. And, you know, it's more true in Barrow than anywhere else. The people are incredibly warm. They're welcoming. They love to share the place that they live. And I think that gives us a great advantage over almost any destination.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That totally makes sense. The people that I know who live in Alaska, due to what I do for a living, they all work in the travel industry, but they're passionate about it. They want people to come and see what they do and where they live. It's just, they're all about, you got to come and see it. You got to come and see it. And they're great examples. I've been in towns and I see people just doing their everyday jobs. They love it. There's a reason why they live there. And what you're saying is absolutely correct. So, Barry, do you have any other questions before we have our dear friend go? Again, we're all in different time zones, so got all together. Got to tell you, I love doing the recordings on Skype. I think this is great. But do you have any other questions for Ethan before we have him tell people how to get more information?
Yeah, one more question. Flying up to Nome, what kind of aircraft can you expect to be flying in?
Oh, they're 737s. They're the regular Alaska Airlines jets. Again, similar to the hotel, though, if you were hoping for first class, you're probably not going to get it. They fly what they call combi jets up there. One of the biggest challenges in some of these remote communities is getting supplies in and out, mail, etc. A gallon of milk is $7, I think, which is more than I pay for fuel. And so they fly these, they're called combi jets, and they basically take the first class section out and they turn it into a cargo area. And so on that in that cargo area, they ship all their mail and some supplies up to these villages. So that's pretty interesting as well.
Yeah.
Actually, the combi jets are, you can't board them through the front, so they don't work on the normal jetways. So, I think one of my favorite things, and it doesn't happen very often anymore, is being able to walk out on the tarmac and climbing onto your aircraft that way.
Yeah, it makes you want to throw your scarf, behind your shoulder.
That's right, exactly.
Well, that's great. Thank you again, Ethan, for being on the show. I know we plan on having you again in the near future. You bring such great resources to travel agents. It's greatly appreciated. So, Ethan Tyler, as the product development and sales and marketing manager for Alaska Vacations and Travel. What would be a good way for people to get more information about some packages? I know that people are starting ramping already for next year. I know I am. I have just booked some cabins for June of 2009. Great. For next June, that would be the other direction. So that's in 2011. And I have clients already inquiring about some trips. So how do people get more information in preparation for next year?
Well, of course, I always recommend going to travel agencies and for your travel agents that are listening to the show, your best resource for information is either through the Alaska Airlines website, which is alaskaair.com, or the Alaska Vacations and Travel website, which is actually just a subset of that, and that's alaskaairalaska.com.
Thank
and definitely
you so- Sorry oh, about sorry. That. Go ahead.
Yep. Well, definitely stay tuned. One of the things that I've been tasked with is doing some product development, and we're going to be putting some more packages to some of these areas in Alaska up there, and we're excited to get more people out there and get more people experiencing some of the things that we have to offer out in these more remote communities.
Absolutely. Cruise lines are wonderful, but once you've been on a cruise line, you really need your clients to see what Alaska looks like that's not a port town. So this is a perfect opportunity and a great resource. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And we'll definitely have you back on the show in the near future.
Great. Thanks, Lorene.
Sure. Barry, if our listeners want to reach you, is there a good email address for you?
Yeah, they can reach me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook, it's facebook.com/cants. No, wait a second. It's facebook.com/barry.cants. Sorry about that. Lorene, how about you?
I can be reached via email. As people know, I always get back to them. My email address is sharptongued@mac.com, and that is spelled sharptongued@mac.com. And also, you can be my friend on Facebook at LORENER. And Twitter is, I know, really original, another one, LORENER also. Thank you guys. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. We hope to chat with you soon.
Yep. Thank you. Okay, great. Ethan, Lorraine, thank you very much. And I want to move on into the news portion of the show, and I do have four news articles for you. And the first one disappoints me a little bit because, oh, a few years ago we had Cruise West here on the show talking about their small ship cruises. And this article comes from AP Business, Associated Press Business, and it's about Cruise West. And Cruise West says it's ending its operations Saturday and canceling all but one of its scheduled trips. And this Saturday was the when it was ending its operations. That was September 18th, 2010. Now, Cruise West said on Friday it has tried unsuccessfully for a year to sell the company or attract investors. And Dick West says he is absolutely heartbroken, and I do feel bad for them. It was a great interview that I had with one of their representatives here on the show a few years ago, and Cruise West sounded like something that I would want to do in the future, but it may not be with Cruise West, so maybe they'll get it going again. But anyhow, this news article, Cruise West is ending its operations. And the next article comes in the Phoenix Business Journal, and I have links to all the articles in the show notes. And this comes from the Phoenix Business Journal. It's by Kent Hoover. And the article is about entrepreneurs and how that only 6.9% of Americans were involved in early stage entrepreneurial activity last year. Now that's down from 10.6% 4 years earlier. So we're seeing a decline in entrepreneur activity here in this country. Okay, this was a study that was done by researchers at Babson College and Baruch College. And what they've found is that the U.S. is number one in terms of entrepreneurial aspirations. Now, that's the degree to which entrepreneurial activity is directed towards innovation, high growth, and globalization. But, you know, we're only number six on entrepreneurial attitudes, and that means that how the general population thinks about entrepreneurs. And the U.S. is number eight on entrepreneurial activity. Now, the conclusion is, it's disappointing, actually, and it's the conclusion is that where once entrepreneurship powered the United States, we're in a weak spot, and it is a cause for concern. And one of the reasons for that, they say, is that the population is aging, and as we get older, we have less interest in creating business, and that makes some sense. But hopefully in the future, we can move forward and pick up on that entrepreneurial attitude and take the lead in all these categories again. So anyhow, entrepreneurship, we're dropping. So folks, if you haven't started your travel business yet, start it up now. Now's a good time as any. Okay, speaking of travel business, this comes from Science Daily, September 17th, 2010. So you want to find a new specialty? Well, hey, take a look at this one. Tornado chasing becomes a vacation choice, researchers find. Now, instead of heading to the coast with beach towels for a vacation, people are going to Tornado Alley. And the number of people registering to get a close look at tornadoes is growing as vacationers trade in their beach towels for a ride with storm chasers. Now, these people are labeled tornado tourists, and they're travelers who are searching for an experience that's just beyond thrills. So if you know of somebody out there that does these storm chasing tours, you could build a specialty on this. You know, that would be kind of fun. It'd be awful exciting to go out and be in the middle of a thunderstorm watching for a tornado. And it says that most people that go on these tours come back very satisfied because they either see a tornado or a tornado in the air or unusual cloud formations. And people are having good experiences with this kind of a tour. Of course, they're predisposed to that when they leave for the tour, obviously. Okay, the last news article is about a Chicago firm, and the Chicago firm is launching a service to protect travelers worldwide. And now, travel agents, you can provide a secure method for protecting travelers during medical emergencies. A company called My Notification Service, MNS, a division of Notification Services, LLC, is working with travel agents to provide a secure method for protecting travelers during medical emergencies. MNS relays potentially life-saving medical information to emergency personnel, and it also notifies all other important contacts. So when an incident occurs, emergency personnel can access a subscriber's vital medical information through a highly visible ID stickers that can be affixed to both a state-issued ID card or to your passport. And this information can be sent to any hospital in 2 minutes or less, and it can include personal physician records, pre-existing conditions, allergies, current prescription information, and any non-prescription medications in use. And it also has medical insurance policy information. So this information can be life-saving in emergencies. So this is something that this firm, My Notification Service, is working with travel agents to promote. So this may be an opportunity to check into this service and add this to your list of products that you sell when someone books a vacation with you. Well, that's the news, and I hope you all enjoyed the show. We'll be back next week. And in the meantime, have safe travels, stay healthy. We'll see you later, everybody. Take care. Bye-bye.
Turn around.